It's very good to see you all this morning on this very special day of Remembrance Sunday, which means a great deal to so many people, and different things to various people as well, as their experiences for themselves and their families. But we all hold a deep gratitude to those who have given up their lives, literally, or given up their service, or suffered, that people may walk free and live in peace, and including having the peace to come to church on a Sunday morning and give thanks. It's a great honour to be the recipient of that service, which has continued, well, for more than a century now, hasn't it? And still continues as people strive to maintain peace throughout the world and offer their lives in sacrifice. So it's a very good time to hear the words of Jesus, taken from John chapter 15. He says, "This is my command. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." So those are words we can hold on to through today in gratitude. Let's start and open our service with a short prayer. We come to you this morning, Lord, with deep thanksgiving in our heart. We are thankful for those who have served us through our lifetime and for our families back over the generations. We're thankful for our own relatives who gave up time and effort, life, and maybe suffered as well, so that we could now live in peace. And we long that our children and our children's children would also be able to live in peace. But we give you thanks even more that it was you, Lord Jesus, who laid down your life. Laid down your life for all who would trust in you. That you were obedient to your Father, but stretched out your arms quite literally in love, that we may be welcome. That it was you who laid down your life that we might be called children of God. It's an honour to come this morning and in whatever way to offer you our lives, including our money, for your service, that your kingdom will continue and grow, and that the message of your love will continue to ring out in this nation. And we come to you, Lord, for all that you have done, knowing that time and time again, we commit those errors that grieve you. Sometimes it's in thought. Sometimes it's in things that we say. And sometimes it's things that we actually do. But we confess to you our weakness, Lord, in the sure and certain knowledge that should we confess our sins, that you, in your own words, are faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And we praise you for that. Amen. Well, we're going to open our worship this morning. We're singing the first hymn, which is 109, if you're using the book, but it will be on the screen as well. And it's Crown Hymn with Many Crowns. 109, Crown Hymn with Many Crowns. Well, this morning the service order has moves around so that we may keep the silence at 11 o'clock together. So the sermon or talk, as it were, is coming early. It's coming now, in fact. But as a slight difference, what we're going to have is we're going to have the Discipleship Explored video, because we have this coincidence that we've reached in our Philippians series exactly where in our sermons, exactly where we are in the Discipleship Explored midweek series as well, on exactly the same verses. This has two advantages. Firstly, I know exactly how long it takes because it's a video, and so we will stop in time for the 11 o'clock silence. And secondly, you get to hear an awful lot better preacher than myself this morning, so that's equally good. It's set in India. Each film in the Discipleship Explored is set in a different place within the world. There, and today it's in India, which, and the images remind me vividly of my time in Papua New Guinea. I sat having a quick look at it this morning and sort of quite longed to be back in Papua New Guinea today when I was doing it there with the banana trees and whatever. But what I want to say to you is how fitting it is for today, because for today we look at what Christ has earned for us through his death. How we, through his death, gain both freedom and peace and his righteousness. And it is truly his gift. So I'm going to ask Nick if he will play it now for us. And but it will have the added bonus. So for those who haven't been able to join in any of the midweek sessions in terms of coming online and seeing the videos, it'll give you like a little window of what we've been doing midweek as well. So you can see the quality and realise how helpful it is to be able to study in this particular way. So thank you, Nick. Can you please play?
I grew up in a religion where...
Well, that challenges a common thinking. Sorry, Nick started it up again. That challenges sometimes some of our common thinking, doesn't it? As to who we should trust and what Jesus has achieved for us. So often it's easy to slip into that way of going, of really, without meaning to, denying the value of Christ's death and resurrection. Well, we are approaching that time where we should remember those who have served in one way or another and given up either their life or other things. But before we do that, let's say a prayer together. So, Nick, if you could put the prayer up on the... Can I get this off so you can hear me? If you could put the prayer up on the screen, please, because just slightly differently, we're going to do a response prayer. And the response for you to say after each sentence is "Thank you, Lord," which is in yellow on the screen. So let's pray together. On this Remembrance Day, we want to thank you, Lord, for all who have died that we may live. Thank you, Lord. For all who have suffered pain that we might have no joy. Thank you, Lord. For all who had to cope with being in prison, that we might know freedom. Thank you, Lord. For all those who willingly served in the armed forces or on the home front, sacrificing what they wanted so that we can live in peace. Thank you, Lord. The well-known words that lead up to the silence are in fact written by a poet, Lawrence Binyon. And it comes from his poem, his longer poem, "For the Fallen." And these are those words. "They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them." We are, in fact, just a minute early, but let's stand to remember and to reflect on what those brave people have achieved for us, and also what the Lord achieved through his death for us. We stand in silence. Thank you. Please be seated. But people haven't stopped serving, have they? And across the world, people are still striving, including our own armed forces. We think this year of the responsibility we laid on people from as young as 18 to be in that airport in Afghanistan to evict, to take people out of the country to safety. How they were surrounded on all sides around with armed men and mortars aimed at them, and that whole time they bravely, calmly, armed forces from across the world, processed people, calmed people, put them onto aeroplanes, and that what must have been that terrifying few moments at takeoff, knowing that you're in the air but didn't know how you were going to come down. But that just paints a picture of what people do day in, day out in terms of bringing peace and standing up for freedom and righteousness that we just take as normal day by day. So now we will pray for those who are currently serving in wars and conflicts. And we'll do so again with a response prayer. So Nick, if we could put that on the screen, please. This time the response is different following in each sentence. So the response for you is in black on the screen. So I'll say the opening sentence, and then if we can simply say the response together. Heavenly Father, we bring before you those who are currently serving in wars and conflicts around the world. For those facing the unknown, give them courage. For those struggling with physical exhaustion, give them strength. For those serving in desperate situations, give them hope. For those leading others and making difficult decisions, give them wisdom. And for the families left at home, give them comfort. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. And now let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Thank you. As we think back briefly on that talk that we had, I was deeply reminded by the background images, really. One might go, why? Why, when we're listening to a biblical talk, do we see images of other gods, other places, other people, people walking past who worship in other religions? But it's a powerful message to us that in Peter's words, we are aliens living in an alien world. And whether the starkness of that alienation is as much as to be outside a Buddhist temple or a Hindu temple, or in the presence of a mosque, or in those who are hostilely atheist to those who believe, or simply walking down a street of indifference, we are called to be aliens in an alien world, knowing, loving, following Christ, reaching out to the alien world as we were once aliens to him, in sacrificial love, in heartfelt desire that they should also know the Lord. It was a powerful message to me that was unspoken, in that video. We're going to close by singing two hymns together, straight off, one after each other. Nick's got to do a bit of magical flicking on the PowerPoint at this point, so don't get put off if something odd happens on the screen. But we're first of all going to sing in gratitude to Jesus. It's 162 in the hymn book, if you're using the hymn book, and it's From Heaven You Came. It happens to be one of my favourite hymns, but that's not why it was chosen today. And then after that, so if you want to do the finger in the hymn book thing, after that we're going to sing 881, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. Is that one where we sing twice, Pat? So we'll sing that twice, Nick. Right, Nick wanted to be briefed as to whether we sing it once or twice. There. So we start by singing, please, From Heaven You Came, 162. I want to thank Nick for putting together that PowerPoint for today, which I thought was very tasteful and actually very helpful in our reflections. Thank you, Nick. I also like to mention that if you appreciated that video, there'll be another one on Tuesday evening, and if you wanted to join in, the details are with the on the notice sheet that's been sent out by email. If you haven't had email, you'd like a paper copy, I have two copies with me, please see me and I'll just hand that over to you for the notices. Also want to mention that repeat again the thanks for those who have given to Samaritan's Purse for the Christmas shoe boxes. In fact, in this church we sent seven actual boxes. Remind me the numbers, 4 and 3, what was it, Angela? Yeah, three actuals. And I know others gave money, which is also real shortage to cover the sort of the costs of involved in sending them and distributing them as well. So some chose to, rather than fill a box, because quite often boxes are given and the extra little bit of money isn't given at the same time. So that was covering that type of work there. I just want to say that I've known, I probably told you this in another year, but I've known children who've received these boxes. And they are a huge blessing, and they genuinely take the love of Jesus to people on a Christian on a Christmas day, again to children living in an alien world, and it's a lovely thing that you did and that others do in other local churches. I know it's widely supported in other local churches as well, which is a great thing, isn't it? Let's close with a blessing. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Thank you. Thank you today. May you live with the joy of knowing that your righteousness is Christ's and you don't have to strive to be accepted before God, but can live in the peace that simple trust in Him, whatever your life has held, is sufficient. Thank you. Bless you today.